is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. All you have to do, dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We will give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Jason.
All right. So again, you can bring up anything. Also, you can interact with us over at freetalklive.com, where you can actually control the content of the site. You can control it in a couple different ways. One, you can submit new items to it. And then two, you can vote on what you like and what you don't. And the most liked make it to the front page and the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. You know, Jason, you weren't here the other night, but I think I might have told you something about this off the air, is how I had a conversation yesterday with a woman on the streets of Keene who was pretty critical and questioning of the liberty activists around here that are associated with Free Keene, or what I believe she was upset with were people that maybe have claimed to be associated with Free Keene but aren't, in point of fact, actually associated with Free Keene.
I heard the show last night, and so I'm associated with Free Keene. I'm a blogger there.
You are. You are one of the people who actually is officially associated with Free Keene, but there are people who could, in theory, claim to be associated with Free Keene, and you and I wouldn't know they were claiming that, and we certainly would have no any way of being able to control the behavior of those individuals. So if somebody is a really mean person and wants to go and walk around and claim to be from Free Keene and insult people, then that could really do some damage to the Free Keene brand, but ultimately there's nothing I can really do about that.
Right. Well, it's like the there's a bunch of people that were going to troll the Ron Paul campaign, and so they were going to dress up as KKK members supporting Ron Paul.
Right.
So
this was like a Mitt Romney group or something like that, right? Some other.
I'm not sure who was tied to, but somebody who was certainly anti Ron Paul. But I mean, it's bound to happen.
Right. And the larger a movement gets, the more likely, you know, the less control you'll have over it, right? I mean, it reminds me of the time when we were doing 420 celebrations here in Keene, and a cop stopped me one day, you know, like a couple months later. I was at a polling location doing some voter outreach, and for one of the candidates. And he stopped me and he said he wanted to talk to me about something that had happened. And he said that one day at one of the 420s, somebody ran out in front of an ambulance and stopped the ambulance from being able to get where it was going. And, you know, I was shocked at this. And, you know, he was asking me how I felt about that, you know, as though I would be somehow in favor of that. And I said, well, no, I mean, that's wrong. I mean, that's not right to stop somebody from getting from point A to point B, and certainly not right to stop an ambulance from getting to help somebody.
But so why was he talking to you about it?
Well, it's this mentality that that I'm in charge, or that I somehow represent everybody who's in any given zone. I mean, so because I've been involved with the 420 celebrations, therefore, you know, maybe I have something to say about this, and or maybe, you know, I guess he was wondering how I felt about it, whether I agreed. I don't think he was accusing me of being a part of it or sponsoring it or anything like that. But I think that's kind of part of this, you know, this idea that just because people are seen together means that they're somehow connected. They transfer the exact same information between one another, that they're just extensions of the same entity. And, of course, nothing could be further from the truth. We're all individuals, and we all have different belief systems, and we don't all agree on everything. And what he was likely describing was one of the, you know, immature, younger teenagers or whatever that was out in the park on one of these days and just acting like a teenager would act.
And standing in front of an ambulance?
That was the claim. He said he saw it happen.
Who would support that?
I can't imagine anyone would.
Yeah.
So there was that. And so today, just to kind of counteract that, we were out on the streets again doing more Bearcat outreach. For those of you that don't know, there's been a lot of international news coming out of our very own Keene as of the last couple weeks, where Keene, New Hampshire is the only place ever to have really had any sort of significant counter movement against the Bearcat, this militarized tank that police departments around the country are receiving, courtesy of the Department of Homeland Security. If you live in a medium to large city, your police department probably already has at least one of these vehicles.
There's about 300 of them, 300 different communities that have these armored.
Is it 300 communities or 300 tanks? I thought it was 300 tanks.
You may be right. But there are plenty of communities, hundreds of communities that have these armored attack trucks. We were actually in Manchester walking by the police station, and we saw that they had one in their parking lot. And so that's actually the first time I heard that Keene was in the process of getting one for themselves. And I saw it. I walked around it. Eventually, cops told us that we had to beat it and couldn't stand so close to their armored attack truck.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed on the back that there was this Department of Homeland Security logo on the back. And
lovely.
I did not like that one bit.
Well, they're just bringing them into the fold, you know. It's just part of the federal government, just an extension of the feds at that point.
They have holes built in the side where gun ports, where law enforcers can stick guns out and shoot. And, you know, maybe if they weren't waging their war on drugs against peaceful people or, you know, harming folks with the weapons that they already have, maybe, but no way. No way should the Keene Police Department have a bearcat.
No police department should have anything like this. I mean, we shouldn't have militarized police at all. And the good thing is that most people in Keene agree. I've been on the streets for the last couple weeks, off and on, mostly on over the last couple days. It was pretty much spent the whole afternoon reaching out to people today and talking to them. And
in the snow.
And yeah, in the snow. There's a blizzard thing going on here or something like that. And but people were still willing to stop and talk briefly in many cases, and most of them are against this bearcat, and I've been encouraging them to contact the city council. I think tomorrow night we're actually going to have to be on a refeed for a little while because Mark's out of town, and I don't want to miss this this bearcat meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we may actually, like for the first time ever, actually have to purposefully play a refeed on Free Talk Live because I don't know if there's anybody here who can, like, take care of the show without me or Mark being here. I mean, there are some people that are trained to do the first role on this program, but I don't know where they're all going to be. I imagine some of them are going to want to be at the Bearcat hearing as well. So I apologize in advance for anyone who's looking for live programming right out the gate tomorrow night, but odds are good we're probably going to be elsewhere.
Hopefully we can find somebody. However, the audience here can watch fr33agents.com/live, and we're going to be live streaming the event.
Excellent.
Because I know we want to see it. I'll be there. I usually work on Thursday nights making Agorist tacos.
You're taking your time off, too.
Yep. Got to do it. It's a big, it's a historic event.
This is big.
One way or another, I think it's going to be a win. It's already a win because we've already highlighted police aggression in this community, and it's great to see everybody join together against the desires of the Keene Police Department. And the federal government.
If this can be reversed, and there's a small chance. I don't know how big the chance is. I don't feel like it's that big because I don't tend to believe in politics as a real solution. But I think that if you can change anything, you can change the local people's minds as opposed to the guys in D.C. And if this changes, if they actually, you know, reverse this, and actually odds are if they change anything tomorrow night, it'll just simply be they'll vote to reconsider it.
Mm-hmm.
There'll probably not be a vote to actually get rid of the bearcat tomorrow night. It'll probably be a vote to reconsider the issue, which means it'll be open again for further discussion and further input, and it'll probably take another few weeks to actually get around to a decision. Which is fine if that's the way it goes. It just means we've got more time to hit the streets and communicate with people. But if this thing can be turned around, it's already been historic in that we're the first area to actually do any sort of refusal of this or to speak out against it. But if it actually gets turned around, that will be huge because no one's ever refused one of these. No city government has ever refused a bearcat before. And if Keene, New Hampshire can be the first place to refuse it, maybe that will inspire other people to realize that maybe there is some hope and that we don't just have to resign ourselves to allowing the police to become more and more militaristic over time, that something can be done about this.
Mm-hmm. And what's great is that while we've been active, you and I, Ian, and others, it's been spearheaded in large part by local members of the community who were able to support, and now a lot of people are really grateful that people chose Keene, New Hampshire as their home and to do a place to do their activism.
Well, so we were on the street today, Kelly and I, and one guy stops and asks Kelly, before she even really said anything to him, I mean, she might have pitched him, like, do you know about the bearcat? But he says, are you a free state, one of those free staters? And Kelly actually isn't, I don't think, a free stater. Kelly Voluntarist, one of the bloggers at Free Keene, I think she just made the move, and I don't think she's signed up retroactively for the Free State Project. So she's, she wasn't lying when she said she's just an individual. I will answer that question truthfully, but I understand some people are iffy about it. And so she goes, why, are you a free stater? And he goes, no, but I really appreciate what they're doing. 855-450-FREE. So it was nice to have that counteract, the angry lady that I talked to yesterday. 1-855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, some really frightening news out of the federal government. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And if you like this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, would invite you to shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and that's where you'll find links to Amazon. You click into the right Amazon for your country, and you'll get your regular Amazon shopping experience. It's just you're entering through our portal, so Free Talk Live gets a portion of your purchase price. So start your shopping over at shop.freetalklive.com. Same great deals you're used to, same super free, super saver shipping options, and all the, it's the usual Amazon experience. You're just starting through our portal at shop.freetalklive.com. Get the stuff you want and help Free Talk Live at the same time. Now, there is something you can't get at Amazon, and that is the jurisdictionary. If you've ever been the victim of injustice and decided to do nothing because attorneys are just too expensive, then you need to know about jurisdictionary.com. It's for people like you that don't have attorneys, or if you're like me, you don't want an attorney. It arms you with information on how to use the court's rules, which if you don't know them, then you might as well be fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal court. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy, the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. Visit jurisdictionary.com, get their free tools, like the free videos, legal dictionary, tips and tactics, newsletters, and more, and then, of course, buy their course. And when you do, you can use their pull-down menu and let them know you heard about them from Free Talk Live. That's jurisdictionary.com. jurisdictionary.com. As we continue here with a story that I came across last night that's pretty disturbing. Like on the scale of sick, this one's, you know, it's up there. This from RT.com. They've got the most exhaustive version of this out there. By the way, searching for this bill number, H.R. 347, does not reveal much. There is not much out there as far as the mainstream media is concerned about this piece of legislation. The U.S. House of Representatives, by the way, voted 388-3 in favor of this legislation that I'm going to tell you about. But yet, the mainstream media has deemed this story unimportant. Only Russia Today is really the only, you know, only media outlet of significance that is reporting on this. There are a couple of other, you know, smaller sites. Business Insider mentions it, and antiwar.com. Obviously, we know antiwar.com. There's some good folks over there, but, you know, that's not a mainstream site. So there's nothing really out there about this. So I'm going to give you what RT has to say about it here, and you can go and check it out for yourself. But this thing is in motion. It's been passed by the Senate. It's been passed by the House. It is now awaiting signature by Barack Obama. And if you think he's going to veto this, you're fooling yourself.
You still believe in hope and change.
Just when you thought the government couldn't ruin the First Amendment any further, the House of Representatives has approved a bill that outlaws protests in instances where some government officials are nearby, whether or not you even know it. According to the story here, they voted 388-3 in favor of H.R. 347 on Monday, a bill which is being dubbed the Federal Restricted Buildings and Grounds Improvement Act of 2011. See, they're going to clean up the grounds by cleaning out the protesters.
That's right.
In the bill, Congress officially makes it illegal to trespass on the grounds of the White House, which on the surface seems not just harmless and necessary, but somewhat shocking that such a rule isn't already on the books. This is according to RT. The wording in the bill, however, extends to allow the government to go after much more than just tourists that transverse the wrought iron White House fence. Under the act, the government is also given the power to bring charges against Americans engaged in political protest anywhere in the country. Under current law, White House trespassers are prosecuted under a local ordinance, which is a Washington, D.C. legislation that can bring misdemeanor charges for anyone trying to get close to the president without authorization. Under this new federal law, it will be formally applied to such instances and will also allow the government to bring charges to protesters, demonstrators, and activists at political events and other outings across America. The new legislation allows prosecutors to charge anyone who enters a building without permission or with the intent to disrupt a government function with a federal offense if the Secret Service is on the scene.
So like a mic check.
Anything they could call disruption. I mean, sure. We've seen they've gone after us, Tally, you and I, simply for bringing a video camera into a building. Mm-hmm. They call that disruptive. When it's not the mainstream media that's holding the camera, it's disruption. Mm-hmm. It's disorderly. And but it's not only what the Secret Service is around. The law stretches to include not just the president's palatial Pennsylvania Avenue home. Under the new law, any building or grounds where the president is visiting, even temporarily, is covered, as is any building or grounds, quote, restricted in conjunction with an event designated as a special event of national significance, unquote. So any event which they consider of national significance will be restricted.
Yeah, they're going to suspend the Constitution if it's of national significance.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's...
Well, the Constitution's been suspended. What they're doing right now is just doing a little covering in their butt. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've been harassing people in protest areas for a long time, since long before Barack Obama hit the scene. I remember there were arrests of some of our friends here in New Hampshire several years ago. Russell and Kat Canning were arrested. They were threatened. I don't recall the details, but they were seriously harassed and intimidated by Secret Service agents simply for holding a sign in somewhere in the vicinity of where Bush was going to be speaking many years ago.
And Dave Ridley was harassed when the vice president was at a New Hampshire hotel.
Yep.
Because he was asking questions and maybe too close for their liking.
So, covered under the bill, let's see, is any person protected by the Secret Service? So it's not just the president.
Santorum, Romney.
Uh-huh, exactly. So, for instance, when myself and Bo, and I think you were there as well with Derek J, when we were having fun doing a little bit of protesting of Rick Santorum when he came to town.
I wasn't there.
You weren't there for that one. I know Derek J was there, though. And Bo and I both got to ask Rick Santorum whether he's Googled himself.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to see the video, if you haven't seen it, you can go and look for Freakeen Owns Santorum. And it's very amusing what happened. We certainly had fun with our antics and got some good video footage at his cost, essentially. But now they're saying that those sorts of things could be considered disruptive and therefore would become federal criminal offenses.
So let me read this definition of martial law, because it sounds really familiar to what they're imposing. Martial law, this is Wikipedia, martial law is the imposition of military rule by military authorities over designated regions on an emergency basis. Usually only temporary. So while the Secret Service, I suppose, isn't military, I think they still wear suits with their sunglasses.
They do.
They certainly have militarized weapons and armor at their disposal. So, yep, just more chipping away at people's ability to redress their grievances with the people who some people are still electing.
Well, Alexander Haig is famous for saying, I think it was during the Reagan administration, let them protest so long as they pay their taxes.
Mm-hmm.
But clearly that doesn't apply anymore. Now it's, no, we don't even want to see them protest.
Yep.
You can protest over in our free speech zone half a mile away.
Yeah, they can carry signs if they say hope or change, but nothing critical of the government.
Covered under the bill is anyone protected by the Secret Service. And although such protection isn't extended to just everybody, making it a federal offense to even accidentally disrupt an event attended by a person whose such status essentially crushes whatever currently remains of the right to assemble and peacefully protest. And as we've seen here in Keene, New Hampshire, there's no right to assemble. If you're assembling in a way that's offensive to the government people, then you will have your rights crushed, as we have done. You were banned from the courthouse. I was banned from the courthouse, from the entire property. What are we up to? 6 or 7 different people, I think, have been issued no trespass orders?
With no explanation of why.
Right. They came out and told Pete Eyre from copblock.org that he couldn't set foot on the property, even though he's never once been there singing to anyone. They came after us initially because we were singing at people, and that was called harassing. And because we were holding video cameras and trying to hold people accountable. So if you're doing something that questions the status quo, you haven't had the right to assemble. It's just now they were just making it official, and they're making it into a federal crime. More coming up. We'll give you more detail. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention. Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 Three garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Alli-C.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome19.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome19.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company, and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome19.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome19.com. IncomeAtHome19.com. That's IncomeAtHome19.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves by dialing in to the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 855-453. Toll-free, 1-855-450-3733. By the way, SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call and have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner over at freetalklive.com. By the way, joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Jason.
And Jason is here courtesy of his website, tally.tv, that's tally.tv, but also Free Agents, fr33agents.com. We got into detail on FR33 Agents last night with Derek J, and how it is, it's really an exciting site, I think, it's built in with a lot of potential the way it's been structured. It's still kind of in a beta phase, though, is it not?
Right, and we're going to have our official launch on March 3rd.
Oh, really? Wow, that's coming up fast.
It's coming right up. But, you know, I think we've been delivering some great news. We focus on the peaceful global resistance, and I know Derek's been doing a great job with the radio news that you can hear on LRN.fm.
Sure has.
A five-minute newscast about that the peaceful evolution taking place around the world, and it's exciting stuff. We also have, like, every day just fresh stories about what's taking place. And also, we are going to start supporting activists more and more, getting more reports about what's taking place in various free agents areas.
Excellent. FR33agents.com. You can go get signed up. You can start your own website there. You actually have your own blog.
Your own website, your own campaign. It's you can get connected with other people.
It's exciting stuff. FR33agents.com. As we continue here, we'll take your calls about what you want. Also, talk more about this trespass bill that is going to just trample all over whatever remained of the First Amendment, the freedom to protest. free speech, freedom to assemble. Let's go first, though, to Chris, listening in Connecticut. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Jason Talley.
Hey, good evening, Free Talk Live. This is Chris from the police state of Connecticut, and I want to say it's an honor and a pleasure to be speaking with you guys.
Welcome, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to detail a run-in with a bear cat that I just had down here in CT on Monday.
Oh, no.
But first, I hadn't heard about that topic you were just speaking of with that new House resolution with some 363 yay votes.
388 voted in favor and 3 voted against. I presume Ron Paul was one of the ones that voted against this. H.R. 347, which is going to basically crush any sort of right to protest anywhere near someone protected by the Secret Service.
I would imagine Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich hopefully were 2 of the 3, but at any rate, that House bill is particularly disgusting hearing you detail it there.
Absolutely.
But your time is limited. I just wanted to get to my Bearcat run-in that I had on Monday.
Yeah, now are we talking about the Bearcat, the tank kind of Bearcat?
A Lenko Bearcat that I spotted in my rearview mirror. I could not believe it.
Wow.
So I'm cruising from Hartford to work back to Norwich. I'm taking Route 2 eastbound about 4 in the afternoon, and I look in my rearview, and I see what I think is a Hummer, and that's not too uncommon. There are some guard bases that travel between there. And then I got a better look, and I'm like, wow, that is a Bearcat, I'll be. So I slow down, I pull out my really cheap cell phone camera, and I get right alongside of them so I can see the whites in their eyes, and I start taking pictures.
Good job.
And let me say, they were not happy. There was a police SUV in front that it's unmarked, it's silver, but I recognize them. I travel the road frequently.
Mm-hmm.
So they tried running some evasive maneuvers on me. The guy in the lead went fast. The Bearcat went really slow, and I'm driving an Eclipse going like 60. He dropped down to like 40, and he got off the next exit. But I was able to slow down and get around him from some angles and get some pictures, and I put them up for some submitted to the show prep on your site there. And I did put them public on my Facebook profile, Christopher Smith in Connecticut. They're up there right now. Made public so you can see the 3 or 4 shots I got with my.
So you must have felt safe. I mean, with that Bearcat behind you, it's a rescue vehicle, so it's, you know.
I felt a little white knuckled when I could see this growling tank behind me, and knowing that I'm probably going to face some repercussions from that unmarked police vehicle that I usually see anyway, but hey, the word's got to get out. I saw him pulling in. It appeared to be brand new, like they were just driving back from probably Hartford where they got it. And they were probably bringing it to, like, some little hamlet in between Hartford and Norwich, and it's just disgusting.
Well, they are...
I told about in the past few days, they are irate.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad to hear about that. I'm glad that, you know, that people are out there doing whatever they feel like they can, even though there's not much of a movement. I mean, what is there down in Connecticut? Is there any sort of a liberty movement of which to speak?
No, it's pretty dismal. I mean, stop and frisk and show your ID or almost...
You guys have stop and frisks, too?
Well, they might not be declared, but, man, living in Norwich, I've been shaken down and had to flex my Fourth Amendment on multiple occasions.
Jeez.
And, man, they don't like it. They actually told me I need to go read my Constitution when I've cited them quickly. You know, you can't ask me for ID on the street in a public place. You know, they're vicious. They are vicious. That's why I call it the police state of CT, and I hope to get my act together, and I want to get up your way. But I'm not 100% on that yet, but it's getting more and more.
Well, what's it gonna take?
Financial issues, family issues, but
gotcha.
I'm pretty well, much there, you know.
So, Chris, I'm gonna find that video that you're talking about, and I'll republish it for the listeners at thanksbutnotanks.com. So, thank you for taking that content.
Just a couple photographs, but you guys do an awesome job. And I just want to say more power to you and keep up the good work. And I hope
Chris,
you get many more years of Free Talk Live coming out of your Keene studio there.
Well, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. It sucks to be a liberty activist and be all alone. It's just no fun.
You know, I was living in Washington, D.C. I was responsible for what we called an activist network, the Bureaucrash Activist Network.
Yeah,
and
right.
But I would watch videos along with Pete Eyre while we were living in Washington, D.C. and said, you know, those are our kind of people. You
videos
know,
of what's going on in New Hampshire?
Yeah, exactly. What's going on here in Keene and in the Shire. And, like, those are our kind of people, and so that's why we moved here. A lot of, it's funny.
And were you right about that?
Oh, absolutely. Kind of oh, yeah, definitely. I haven't left. I just celebrated my 2 year mark.
Yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I'm coming up on about 5.5 now here, and it's been great.
Mm-hmm.
And new people are always showing up, and it's just so great to have fresh ideas coming in and at all times. Essentially, people with not only new ideas they want to explore, but maybe new activism that we've never even thought of before, and different issues to focus on that maybe we haven't before.
Yeah, and just the willingness to collaborate. Multiple people working on the same cause is just. That's why I'm here. It's awesome.
Well, perfect example of this from today. I went to the college, local college, and I've done this plenty of times before. But today was the first time I was told by college security, the security cop, not an actual cop, but sort of, came out and found me. I was handing out flyers, the anti-Bearcat, thanksbutnotanks.com, those flyers, the full-page ones, handing those out to the students and inviting them to call local city council members about this. And my mistake was I was there too long. It was me and David, who sometimes calls this program. We were there. We're the only two there. And we just stayed too long. Normally, you could just go up during class change. It's like 15 minutes. You're in. You're out. You hit them while they're going from class to class, and you leave. But we stayed past the end of class change just because there were still people walking around, and so we wanted to get as many of the flyers out as possible. Shouldn't have done that. It gave them too much time. They ended up catching up with us and essentially said, well, you can't be here doing this. It's college rules. If you keep doing this, we're going to call the police. We'll have you, issued a no trespass order. And I've been banned from the courthouse. I've been banned from the local middle and high school in the Monadnock region. And I don't want to be banned from the college. So I said, all right, tell you what, I'll go and look at whatever your process is to get permission here, since you're threatening me.
Mm-hmm.
And went up and talked to them, and they were nice about it all. But essentially, their process was, well, I'd have to tell them. It wasn't a real big bureaucratic thing. It was just like, ask to come in and give something out. But what the problem was they wanted us to have like a table set up in the student center. Which, it's cool that they would offer that, but that's not a kind of, I don't consider that outreach. That's very passive. And they said that you have to be passive if you're going to interact with the students, that you can't approach them. And I said, well, if I were a student here, would I be able to approach other students? And they said no.
Wow. So they have a monopoly on education.
Yeah, more coming up here, though. There's an extra part to the story that I can get to. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net. Or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through February 29th, save 15% on canned bacon, 28% on a Working with Wheat combo, 28% on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated food, and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends February 29th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low-price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry. Sale ends February 29th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features you will find there for free. Those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photos show that they are listeners of this program. Once again, go to shrine.freetalklive.com, and if you're a lady listener, you can get details there on how to become part of the Shrine, shrine.freetalklive.com. Before we continue here, we'll take your calls about anything you want. Also, talk more about the trespass bill that is going to criminalize the so-called right to assemble and basically completely abolish the First Amendment even further than it's already been. But I was giving you an example of how useful it is to have other people around who are willing to help you with activism. It's just, you can't even match this anywhere else. Just having people who are willing to take action is so useful and so effective. So what I was telling you about was I was at a college campus today doing some outreach, and I was there too long. College security found me. They told me that I wasn't allowed to do what I was doing, that I had to get permission. But even if I were to get permission, it turned out that I wouldn't still be allowed to do what I was doing. They would only allow me to have like a table or an area in which I could stand or sit in the student center, which, you know, to be fair, does have a high amount of traffic. There are a lot of people going through there. But I know about outreach. I've been doing it for a decade of my life, and if you aren't an outgoing person, it's not outreach. If you don't make an effort to stop someone who is walking by, if you don't throw a pitch out, like with the Bearcat thing, I'll say, hey, have you heard about the Bearcat? You know, just ask them a question. Draw them in. Ask them, you know, get them talking to you. If you just sit behind a table, no one's going to come. Very few people are going to come up and say, hey, what are you doing? Very, very few people. So I know it's just going to be a waste of time. If I were to go through this process and ended up getting the table, and I know I can have it for all day if necessary, but I don't have all day to sit at a table at college. I'd rather go for 10 minutes during a class change and hand out hundreds of flyers. And so because I was told that if I continued, they would call the police on me and have me banned for trespassing, I didn't want that to happen. So I said, oh, I'll tell you what.
you know, after I learned about the rules and what they wanted me to do, I was like, you know, I'm just going to take off. Take it easy. You know, we were both nice about it. Both sides were cordial to one another, and I left. But every 2 hours, they have another class change. And so I went out to the Keene Activity Center, and I had informed some other people that I had intended to go back and do more flyering later, but obviously now that I'd been threatened by campus security, I felt like maybe I shouldn't do that. But none of the other people at the Keene Activity Center had been threatened, so they came out, and they did the flyering. And I was still there for it. I just didn't do any of the flyering myself. Security didn't come up to bug us at all, so none of them were threatened at all, so they're all still in the clear, and you know, it was successful, so we got, you know, probably another couple hundred flyers out because nice. We had the people who were willing to step up and fill in the gap.
Mm-hmm.
So
it happens all the time
up here. It happens all the time, but where you are, it probably doesn't happen at all.
No,
because you have to have numbers, and we're still even early in this, you know, the whole process. What, maybe a couple, a few dozen people living in the area as part of the Free State Project or Shire Society mm-hmm. at ShireSociety.com. We need more. We need thousands of people here in New Hampshire.
We're seeing it. We're seeing more and more people get inspired by what's taking place, and you know, maybe they're not moving to Keene, but you know, they're moving to other communities in the Shire, and it's great. These networks keep strengthening, and that's the way we're going to have a voluntary society.
Yeah, you've got to do it deliberately. If you want to have a voluntary society, it's not going to happen on its own. You've got to be very deliberate about it. You've got to plan. You've got to get people together who believe in these ideas, who love freedom. Let's continue with Drew listening in Iowa. Drew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Jason.
Thanks for having me. Great to be with you guys.
Sure. Go ahead.
While we were on the topic of armored vehicles with regular, you know, police forces, local police forces, I was driving up a local road here in Iowa a couple of months ago, and I didn't see anything as exotic as a bearcat, but we were sort of, we're just driving. I had my family in the vehicle, and my wife was talking to me. And in mid-sentence of her, we come up to this busy intersection on this road that we were on, and I see this Humvee come across on the opposite street in the intersection, but it wasn't your regular Humvee. It was styled like an actual military, Army, Marine, NP Humvee. There's sort mm-hmm. of a unique look to them. And I'm looking at this thing, and it has our sheriff's department paint scheme on it, just like the police car. And so, as I explained, it wasn't just your average Humvee. It was designed like the military NP Humvee, and it was also equipped with everything that it appeared to have some sort of crew-served weapon on top, like an M249 or, you know, a 50 cal.
Wow.
Not nearly as exotic as a bearcat, but mid-sentence, my jaw just dropped, and my wife was wondering, you know, what did you see? What did you? And my jaw literally dropped. I couldn't believe what I saw.
Wow. So what do you think about the militarization of our streets?
It's obviously, I mean, you know, not good. It's just regular police forces are supposed to, I think, do, you know, less, how do I say this, less, I guess, crazy things than freaking having a Humvee in a neighborhood with a crew-served weapon on top of it. Jeez.
It's scary stuff, and it's amazing that it hasn't happened until now that there has been any significant form of protest against this thing.
Sure. I think everybody in our area is pretty apathetical towards...
Right, or complacent, or they're just complacent. I mean, there are some people who I'll talk to about the bearcat on the streets, and their response will be, I don't care. And a number of them are younger as well, by the way. From my observation, the people that tend to not care as much, there's plenty of young people with very strong feelings about this. I don't want to make it sound like I'm besmirching young people, but just of the people who don't care, like it's probably 80% against the or 80% that are against the bearcat, like 10% that don't really care, and then 5 or 10% that are for the bearcat. And so of those people who don't care, it's mostly younger people. And I'm like, are you serious? I mean, I don't say this to them, but I'm thinking to myself, are you serious? I mean, a lot of them look like the kind of people that would be at some college party. And like, really? You want this thing to roll up at your college party? Because that's what's going to happen.
Well, you always get the automated response of, you know, to keep us safe, and nobody ever questions government. It's ridiculous. But, you know, even they're not publicizing the information. The local news here is obviously pretty compliant with the government, the local mm-hmm. government, because they're just not reporting simple things like this. And
well, I was talking to a somebody who's a business owner today, and you want to talk about complacency or compliance. The business owner told me that that they had been talking to other business owners, and those other business owners were in agreement that this Bearcat's a really bad idea, but they are afraid to come out. Even with the large numbers of people, the supermajority of people, their customers, are against this Bearcat, the business owners are still afraid to come out against it publicly because they're worried about what the government's going to do to them.
Yeah.
They're worried about, you know, the government showing up and finding violations at their business or whatever.
They're licensed and regulated by the government, so of course they'd be afraid. They could lose their business.
So
everything they do, they essentially have to get a license. It's like, I'm not sure exactly how it is in New Hampshire, but in Iowa, I believe 2 years ago, going on three, we passed the no smoking in private businesses, you know, where that employ people. And, you know, all they'll do to a bar or something is they'll just pull the liquor license, you know, and it's...
Yep.
I mean, it goes down to just basic licensing like that. They own them, you know, and when it's people's livelihood, it's hard to argue that they should just kind of drop it. But at the same time, when you're being harassed to that extent and your sheriff's departments are buying military-style vehicles equipped to have, like, a, you know, an automatic grenade launcher mounted on top, I mean, people need to get a little more irate than...
I appreciate your call tonight, Drew, and thank you for making it. Hopefully you'll be able to make it out to the Shire one of these days, and then you won't have to deal with being intimidated by Bearcats, because I don't think we're going to be intimidated by it here. If they do get it, there are other things that we can do to handle that situation. And thank you again for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can, of course, bring up anything you want. Still to come here tonight, Tally, you had something that you wanted to talk about. And you know what? I don't think I took a note about it. But it wasn't this trespass bill. It was something else.
No, we were talking about the... Well, it was the trespassing around Obama or anybody else that has Secret Service protection.
Right.
And I was just noting that the timing is interesting because it's right before the Democratic and Republican conventions coming up.
Yeah, where there's inevitably going to be Secret Service. Let's talk more about that here in a moment. Hour number two is coming up because this bill that was passed overwhelmingly in the House, 388-3, is pretty destructive of what few freedoms remain from the First Amendment. More coming up. We'll explain. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Do you have paternity questions? In the past, paternity tests were usually expensive and results took weeks. Now, Identigene offers a DNA paternity test that is easy, affordable, and confidential. Identigene is fully accredited and is the only DNA paternity test kit trusted by America's pharmacies. The Identigene kit is easy to use and contains everything you need. Answers are available in 2 days. For more information, go to Identigene.com. Look for Identigene at the drugstore. Identigene, test assured.